What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. If you tuned in yesterday, that was my first day back from a little bit of a hiatus, and I was definitely nervous. I can tell you, day two definitely feels better. I'm genuinely excited, enough so that I've been anticipating getting this done pretty much all day. But I've got kids, y'all, and that's if you've heard them interrupt me at any given time, they're insane and it gets a little crazy. But I want to jump right into it. This podcast does not cost money, but there is a fee. There is a little bit of a fee that I expect you to respectfully own, and that is to share the fuck out of it, okay? Share the hell out of it. Make sure you are following me and that you are subscribed to your podcast host of choice, Apple or Spotify or whatever it is. And then share it with your friends. And then I want you to leave a review, love it or hate it. I need to hear about it. I want to know. I'm fine either way. I appreciate the feedback for sure. Make sure you're in my Listen Bitch Facebook group. You can check out my books on, they're on Amazon, but if you go to the link onceuponatimebitches.com, they're going to pull up really fast for you. And then I think that's all the housekeeping. Just make sure you are following me and you are staying up to date on all the things. Bitch, we're going to talk about radical acceptance. I want to explain what it can do for you. How it can kind of change your life. You are a powerful creator. You are literally the boss. You're the boss. You get to choose how shit's going to go down. And I want to help empower you to do that. Radical acceptance is something that I have had to face in different seasons of my life for whatever it is. And it's not always fun. Sometimes it's painful. But bitch, what is radical acceptance? Okay. I know that therapists use this a lot with cognitive behavioral therapy. It really involves fully and completely accepting reality, okay? Especially when you're facing difficult or distressing situations and you face the shit without judgment or resistance, okay? That means acknowledging and embracing the present moment, even if it's not what you want it to be. Okay. It doesn't mean do not get it twisted, ho. Okay. This does not mean that you are condoning or approving of everything. Okay. Instead, this is really about accepting the reality you can't change and finding ways to cope and move forward from there. Okay. This is a helpful skill for managing emotional distress and improving your mental well-being. If you're losing your shit in situations, it's time to step back and say what they are. Right? If you are surrounded by things you can't really change, you're in a situation because this is the truth. Not everything in our life is going to be everything we want. That's part of the truth of facing life as a creator, is that shit around you is going to happen. Radical acceptance without judgment, understanding like I wake up every morning and I know my life is going to be revolving around my kids losing their shit all day. Okay. Like, I can't change that. There's not a choice here. I had the babies. I love the babies. I want the babies. Radical acceptance is okay. This is the stage of life I'm in right now. This is where I'm at. How can I prepare for this? How do I prepare for this? How can I still take responsibility for creating my own reality and practice this radical acceptance? Okay. They're not mutually exclusive. Practicing radical acceptance and taking responsibility for creating your reality, not mutually exclusive. In fact, they can complement each other. And here's how you can do both, okay? You want to recognize what you can control. You start by acknowledging that there are certain aspects of your life and reality that you don't have control over. These typically include your thoughts, actions, and choices. You're responsible for how you respond to the circumstances you can't control. Radical acceptance for what you can't control, for the aspects of your reality that you can't change. Practice this. Accept that these things exist or have happened without judgment or resistance. Okay. You're putting up resistance. You are fighting your job as a creator. Resistance is keeping everything from you that you've ever wanted. Resistance. This is what we do when we're getting lost in our thoughts, when we're getting lost in the moment, when we are not staying current and present with where we are. We're putting up resistance. You can, this allows you to let go of that emotional turmoil, that buildup that is inside you where you feel like you're going to explode. And every day you're just kind of like letting that build. And then there's that point where you blow up and you hate it. Okay. You want to learn to accept these things without the pressure of trying to label it. It's not about good or bad, right? This is how you can let go of that emotional fight. You can't fight against things that are unchangeable. It's not possible. It's acceptance, and it's about setting your perspective so you're not drowning in everything around you. You've got to set goals and you've got to take action. If you identify the areas where you want to create change or you want to shape your reality, which if you did the homework last night, you have something in mind. You're thinking, okay, this is what I really want to change in my life right now. You set up those clear goals, achievable goals, and you take responsibility for working towards them. That involves making choices, taking action, putting in the effort to bring about your desired outcomes. You're going to want to tap into the mindfulness. You're going to want to tap into being self-aware. This is going to be the meditation, the prayer, the journaling, holding yourself accountable every single day. That's your priority. I'm not a good mom if I don't get my shit together in the morning. That means if I don't wake up and have a conversation with God and give him the shit I can't handle and ask him for the help, okay? This is where a lot of people that just have that level of faith, that have tapped into the spiritual side of who we are, because you're not just a meat suit, bitch, okay? You are actually a spiritual human being. We are multifaceted creatures. We are fucking incredible. Made from the most powerful creator in existence. That's us. That's our DNA. You're very powerful. You've got to tap in and take advantage of that. Utilize what you have. Radical acceptance for me is literally being able to hand this off to God. Like, I can't handle this right now. I can't handle this. You have to help me with this. And that means either I'm going to have something that distracts me, that keeps me busy, and another, you know, piece of my outlet, another creative outlet for me. Or that means I am able to accept the situation and not judge it, not take it personal, not try to manipulate it, not try to manipulate the people around the situation, but literally just handing it off and asking for help to even accept it for what it is and to understand. I've never been through the 12-step program, but I've heard about the rules. And one of those things is to accept the things we cannot change. That's part of the prayer, right? Is to help. It's in the Bible, help us to accept the things we cannot change. It is a practice. This isn't something that you just wake up and say, oh, I'm going to radically accept everything around me. And I don't want you to walk around with the dumbass ignorance that you need to accept bullshit either. We don't settle, bitch, okay? We don't settle for anything less than what we desire, what we know we deserve, and what we've worked fucking hard for. We don't settle for shit, but shit's going to happen. It's going to happen and we cannot control it. So do we lose our minds and give into our addictions? No, we become mindful. We stay self-aware so we can understand our thoughts, emotions, and our reactions. Microdosing has helped me to not be a reactive human, but I'm still human. The thoughts are still there. There's still things that I'm working through. Every situation brings up a new level of growth. I might have tools to help me, but the stuff is still coming at me 100%. But if you can stay mindful, okay, meditation for me, I don't go into the deep, crazy stuff anymore. I feel like God made it clear that's not my business. I'm not meant to be outside of this planet. It's enough to know we're human and we're here. And sometimes I get lost in the meditation and I don't want to be human anymore because it feels so good to be in the zone of unconditional love. So I just ask for the power and the knowledge of knowing that that love is there for me whenever I seek it here. But I ask for the strength to be able to deal with the human shit that's going on. I this isn't a political podcast. I'm not going to get all political on you, but shit drives me fucking crazy in the news and all the things. And the truth is, I have to radically accept that this is where we are right now. I accept that there's nothing I can do. I can't erase yesterday. I can't erase 6 months ago. There's a lot of shit I can't do. There's a lot of shit we can't do when people are getting away with fucking murder right in front of our faces, right? We're being manipulated. We're being played. We can't do anything about it, but we can radically accept it for what it is. And then we could set our goals in mind to figure out what can we do to play a part in the change. In the change of something different, something that we want to focus on. Stay mindful, stay self-aware, so you can respond to these situations in a conscious manner. You can make better choices in alignment with the reality you want to create. Your focus is everything. Adaptability is key. Understand that life is dynamic, bitch. It's ever changing. It's never going to be the same. We don't want to be stagnant. We don't want to stay in the same place. While you work towards your goals, be adaptable and open to adjusting your plans and circumstances to that change. This demonstrates taking responsibility for your own reality by actively responding to it. You can make all the plans you want, and life is going to come at you. Life is going to fucking happen. Nobody's ever laid something out and hit every mark step by step the way they wanted. Shit comes up. Family members get sick or die, or, you know, catastrophic events happen. Houses catch fire. Cars break down. Shit happens beyond your control. There's no point in losing your fucking mind if your car just got totaled. Okay, that's not going to repair the car, bitch. You don't want to fuck up your balance of peace and harmony and being just okay in your life. You're not going to fuck up your balance by losing your mind over something you couldn't control. Unless it was your fault the car was totaled, right? If you're driving drunk and being a dumbass or driving like an asshole, it's your fault. Accept it. Radically or not, you fucked up. But if it's an accident, someone plows through you, bitch, you can't change that. You can't go back. Can't rewind time. You can learn and grow from every situation. Embrace the learning process and growth that come from success and failure. Take responsibility for your reality includes recognizing that you have the power to learn from your experiences and make adjustments accordingly. If you combine radical acceptance and taking responsibility for your reality, this is where you can navigate these challenges with a balanced perspective. Balanced perspective. No fucking we're positive 100% of the time. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be mad. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to feel whatever the fuck you feel. But we bring ourselves back to understanding there's things we just can't fucking change, and we move forward. We don't stay stuck. We don't become a victim. We don't feel sorry for ourselves. We fucking fight for what comes next and what we can do, and we work on creating change in the areas that we have control over. So many people, I mean, a lot of people over the past few months, especially this summer, a lot of people that I run into or have talked to, ask me if I study Stoicism. And I did because I'm intrigued by it. I feel like lately I am very happy to maintain what I have control over, and I can be very stoic with situations. Like if I know there's nothing I can do about a situation, I'm a bartender, and there's like three times a year that we get really busy, and people are like, "How do you stay so calm when the whole place is freaking the fuck out? Like we've got a wait. There's, you know, two rows of people waiting for drinks at my bar. I have guests waiting, tables waiting, and I can do all of it and I'm fine. I just like flow from one step to the next." What's the truth? I can't control the flow of people coming in, but I can control how I feel. How's it going to help me to lose my shit when I'm making drinks? How is it going to help me to freak the fuck out? It's not. I'm going to lose my flow and I'm going to make less drinks than I was going to be able to make in the first place. I'm one person. And if people across from me can't see that, I can't control their perspective, right? And did people get frustrated and leave? Of course, that's what happens when you're one person and there's 300 people waiting for you. It happens. I don't judge that. I don't take it personally. They made a choice on something they couldn't control. Nobody can control the speed I move at or the amount of people that are waiting for me or who came in first. Can't control that. There's no point in losing your shit. So I feel like a lot of people are intrigued with Stoicism. I think it is something that we should all aspire to achieve, to have some level of just being able to maintain, because our emotions for so long have controlled who we are, where we go, what we believe, what we do. Emotions run our fucking lives. That's not a creator. That's someone who is winging it, who's going with the flow of life and ends up being a victim and then is pissed because nothing ever works out for them. Stoicism teaches us that we should focus on what is within our control, right? That's going to be our thoughts. That's going to be our actions. And accept everything else with equanimity. Radical acceptance, it's similar when it's encouraging you to acknowledge and embrace the reality you cannot change without judgment. They both emphasize the importance of accepting the present moment as it is. And both of these ideologies aim to cultivate emotional resilience and self-control. That's it. That's it. Your life will shift incredibly if you can maintain self-control and resilience around your emotions. What is leading you today? We have different personalities in our bodies, right? We've got the fighter, we've got the lover, we've got the queen. Like, we have all these little different places that show up at different times. And I think they're all fitting in the right areas. When I need to have compassion for my kids, I don't need to be the queen. If I want them to do their chores, the queen's showing up, right? Like, do the things. I want you to learn to cultivate that emotional resilience. Be mindful, be aware of it. That's part of acceptance. Stoicism advocates for managing emotions and reactions to everything outside of you. Radical acceptance. It's promoting emotional regulation by accepting distressing emotions rather than resisting or amplifying them. You can still see and have and feel the emotion, but you don't become the emotion. When it comes to adaptability, you're going to adjust to the circumstances. In Stoicism and radical acceptance, it's going to help you adapt to difficult situations by letting go of that resistance. That word is coming up so much for me today. Just resistance. I experienced it all day in a lot of things because I couldn't control my kids. I couldn't control a situation. I couldn't control the timeline. I couldn't control the things. And I was mentally putting up a wall of resistance. And honestly, I feel like I wasted a whole fucking day of my life. That's the truth. I just kind of froze up. I froze up. And it was a microdosing day. So there we go. I'm human. And it's, you're still going to have human reactions. I'm not numb to what's going on. Unlike people who are on antidepressants and all the shit, you're fucking numb to it. You're just numb. These feelings and emotions are coming through your body and you're numb. And then the healing never really happens because you're numb. I'm not numb to that. I let the resistance flow through my body and then I kind of surrendered to it. I surrendered. Resisting it felt like more of a fight and it made me tired. Honestly, just like fucking exhausted because I was putting up so much resistance. I can't control some shit. I need to learn to move around it. Our schedules in my home have changed. Everything has changed. And this is my first week experiencing that. And it's new territory. So new levels of growth are coming out for me. New levels of, you know, understanding. It's easy for me to preach to you guys like, oh, this is, you know, this works out because I've got a schedule down. Well, throw a wrench in the cog of Brandon's fucking schedule and the truth comes out. I don't have it all figured out. I don't fucking know. But I was throwing up some resistance. And so this conversation is just as much for me as it is for you. We want to focus on how to move forward effectively in every situation. We want freedom from suffering. I literally put myself in a fucking prison today for no reason. Can I see the beautiful parts of today? Yes, I have a 5-year-old who was extra snuggly and we got to watch zoo shows and play old maid and, you know, do some fun things for her school. Like I see the beauty in the day still. I'm not going to beat myself up all night for the resistance. I'm going to allow myself to kind of just process that. But I want the freedom from suffering. So being stoic and understanding radical acceptance, it's going to offer a path to reduce the suffering. Suffering comes from our own fucking judgments. Me judging myself. I'm suffering because I'm judging myself. Like, oh my God, bitch. You really, really resisted today for no reason, just freaking out because you couldn't control something, right? I can control my judgments against myself and other people and my desires. Radical acceptance is knowing I don't have to suffer and beat myself up because I can acknowledge the reality of what my schedule is. It's different. Life looks different for us right now. It looks different. I'm navigating in uncharted territory for what our schedules are right now. And I could do this without adding the burden of judgment, without adding the resistance. It's a lesson learned. It was one day. It was one day. It's just really important that you accept reality, have some emotional regulation and adaptability. This reduces your suffering. I'm going to help you go through a list of things of how radical acceptance, like what it can do for you. Okay. I want to help you figure this out. Today's episode, you guys, brought to you by Bitter Orange. This is my favorite fucking appetite suppressant. 100%. I'm a fan. So it's a weight loss aid without the crazy effects of lots of chemicals and all the things. It's a plant-based product. But it's, what else can it do for you guys? I know it's great for your skin. I know it's great for your health. I know it is great for your digestive system. It's an incredible antioxidant. It's a great anti-inflammatory. I know you could use it topically. I don't have a topical product, but I know there's a lot of benefits to it. It's my favorite ingredient. It's the best thing I've got for weight loss. And I want to share it with the world. Like, if you're struggling, you want to lose a few pounds, I can help you. Your A1C sucks because you're in the sugar cookie cabinet too much. I can help you. So I'll post that link with today's episode. Make sure you click on that just to check it out. This shit's gone viral. It is a viral weight loss product. I'm excited about it. So I just want to share that with you guys before we get back into it. Let's finish our conversation, bitch. Radical acceptance. What can it do for you? I could tell you what happens with people that do not have radical acceptance, okay? They are always complaining that things aren't the way they'd like them to be. They're going to complain about a situation not being fair. They're going to judge situations and people, and they're going to be a victim all the time. This is going to be their excuse to stay stuck. It's their excuse to stay stuck. That's it. You're not moving forward if you are a victim and you're complaining about shit. You're not going to grow. You're going to be moving backwards or not at all. I don't know which could be worse, honestly. And a lot of people confuse acceptance with approval, but that's not accurate, okay? Accepting the reality of the situation means that you're moving beyond judging it and you're looking for those possible solutions. Instead of crying and whining about the weather, look for a fucking umbrella. Instead of wallowing over a lost job, make a plan to, you know, revisit your finances and find a new job. Instead of complaining that you don't have friends, build your social circle. Instead of complaining that you don't have the family you desire, bitch, become the family you desire. That's how that works. Be what you need. So the first step in really understanding that acceptance, okay, you've got to accept what you can't control and take action to create desired results. Understand the pain that a lack of acceptance creates. You're going to hurt yourself. Refusing to accept your current situation, your past situation, learning to ignore and deny your limitations, it's a recipe for misery. Acceptance allows for progress and growth. Acknowledge the current reality of the situation. What is your financial status? What is your social status? Where are you with your education? Where are you with your profession? Where are you with your hobbies? Where are you with this vision of creating your life? Be fucking honest. I know, bitch, if you really did your homework last night, you struggled with this. I guarantee it, because everyone does. It's hard to actually be honest about where we are in life. Don't compare it to where you could be, because fuck that. I'm saying in this moment, where are you? Be honest with that. When you're able to identify and accept your current situation, you're in a position to make wise decisions. You're in a position to make the change in the things you can control. Being present is so important. You don't get stuck in the past. That you can't change shit about the past. You can't sit there and just spend all of your time daydreaming about a future that you're going to refuse to work for because you have so many fucking excuses, because you refuse to accept the reality of where you are right now. Nothing changes if nothing changes. The only reality is happening right fucking now. Accept your situation without judgment. I mean, really accept it. You cannot judge it. Judging means that you're deciding whether it's good or bad, positive or negative. Judging means you could be upset or pleased by it. Radical acceptance just accepts what it is without judgment. It's not good. It's not bad. You're defining shit for no reason. My kid's going through this thing with food. Like, it's good. It's bad. No, bitch. It's just food. It's just food. There's no good food. There's no bad food. What's good or bad is us defining it, is us calling it good or bad, because then we start this whole horrendous mental relationship where we fuck ourselves up. Same with the situations in your life. Stop trying to define good or bad. Read Fuck Luck, Bitches. Go pick up that book. Get it on fucking Audible. I don't care how you read it, but that shit talks about the same thing. It's the same shit. You're not defining if you're lucky or unlucky because you don't fucking know. Spilling that coffee on your shirt on the way to work and turning around. I read that story of the guy who worked in the towers for 9/11 and super pissed that he spilled coffee on his shirt and had to go home and change. Imagine being so pissed off at that, but then realizing like you just literally dodged death, literally. It's not about good or bad. You don't know what's coming next. You don't know the plans God has for you beyond what you can see. There's a whole curtain behind our lives that we have to have faith in and understand. The shit's just happening. Just accept it. It doesn't mean you have to live with your situation. You understand? You are free to evaluate it in a non-judgmental way and take action as you see fit. There's a very real but subtle difference. And bitch, this is the real talk here. You and me right now. You have to accept yourself. Of everything I'm talking about in this conversation, this is probably the hardest. Accept yourself. We all have strengths and weaknesses. You have to accept everything about yourself. I went down the rabbit hole of the whole light and dark side of myself. I was in this whole false thing about I want to be light. I just want to be light. I want to be all the good things. And I would ignore everything that's dark in me. I can't. I'm learning to celebrate that in a very healthy way. Everything about you, you have to accept everything about yourself. You'll discover a peace that you've never experienced before. Total surrender. And then, bitch, look for solutions. Spend time on solutions rather than fucking feeling sorry for yourself. Oh, life is so hard for me. You don't understand. Right? If you accept what's happening in your life, there's not a lot of reason to sit around and dwell on it. Ideally, you're going to be looking for ways to make enhancements. Radical acceptance is this. It's easy and it's challenging. It could be the easiest thing in the world. You just stop judging, accept reality, take whatever action is appropriate. It's challenging because there's advantages to focusing on your suffering. People get addicted to the drama they create in your head. You get stuck on the fucking story and you stay there and you become stagnant and you're not doing shit. You're not making an impact. That's it. It's easier to justify not taking action when you immobilize yourself emotionally. That's it. I can't. The kids are just too much. I can't do it. Everything's just too much. I can't do it. Yeah, but you can't. And you won't. So fuck it. Stop complaining. Like, you choose. You're choosing this. You can't choose your life and complain about it at the same time. You look fucking ridiculous. I say that with love. You look fucking ridiculous. Judging is a habit that can be challenging to overcome. That's a fact. And it's easier for us, instead of going to that moment where I'm telling you to radically accept yourself, it's easier for us to just judge other people and then compare situations, right? You look for the worst in people and you're like, oh my God, I would never fucking do that. Like, who the fuck is that? Ugh. Right? Because the more you're looking at other people and judging other people, and this is the same thing with my little worker bee bitches that want to help people all the time. You have a fucking complex where if you keep saving other people, then you keep making these excuses where you don't have to save yourself. But the truth is, you're not helping anybody. You haven't helped yourself first, bitch. You are fucking drowning other people too. You become this little toxic leech and it's just a fucking disaster. You have to accept you. You have to stop making excuses for yourself. Stop fucking judging and just worry about you. That's it. I want you to try radical acceptance, see what type of impact it has on your life. I feel like you'll probably like the results. Maybe I'm wrong. Let me know. Let me know, bitch. Leave it in a review. Like, this hoe was wrong. Radical acceptance is bullshit. Prove me wrong. That's what I want you to do. Make sure you're in my Listen Bitch Facebook group for your journal prompt. And thanks for tuning in, bitch. Make sure you share this with a friend and check out my favorite appetite suppressant and product, Bitter Orange Ho. Have a great fucking day. Love you.